Montserrat's volcano shows its highest level of activity since the first explosion. The residents of the capital, Plymouth, are to be evacuated tonight. In Guyana, the Omai gold mine has again leaked cyanide into the Essequibo River, and the company is calling it a disaster. And St. Vincent's opposition has repeated its call for the resignation of the Attorney General. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
We're all friendly people in Montserrat. So for those of us who have our own private vehicles, we would expect that those individuals will seek to lend a helping hand to a neighbor or a friend who would need some additional assistance with transportation.
Montserrat's Chief Minister Reuben Mead urging cooperation as he a short while ago announced the evacuation of people living in the capital, Plymouth. This follows one of the heaviest emissions of ash and steam since the country's volcano exploded on July 18th. I'm joined now by journalist Keith Stonegraves in Plymouth. Keith, when does the evacuation actually begin?
Well, Debbie, the evacuation starts at 6 o'clock this evening, Eastern Caribbean time.
And how many people are we talking about evacuating and from which areas?
Well, we're looking at over 3,000 people, at least from the capital alone. Then you add another 500 or so from the St. Patrick's and other areas for the southwest on the southwestern coast. Then all the residents in the far eastern villages from the area of Long Ground right down to Trance near the W.H. Bramble airport.
And where are they all going to be moved to?
The residents have been taken to the north of the island. Some of the areas being mentioned are Salem, St. Peter's, and of course St. John's in the far extreme north of the island.
So any indication as to how long this initial evacuation will take?
No, not at all. There's been no indication from the authorities here, neither the governor nor the chief minister. Basically, it's a wait-and-see situation, waiting to see basically what would happen following the evacuation this evening.
And back with you in a moment, Keith. A little while ago, Chief Minister Mead began announcing the evacuation plans on local radio.
But very importantly as well, we'd expect all of those individuals to walk with their own food supplies. We're not asking them to walk with food which they need to prepare or to cook, but food which they can prepare in an emergency situation so that they can have something to eat. We're not in a position, given the size of the population which we're moving, to be in a position to feed all of those individuals over a relatively short period of time.
Montserrat's Chief Minister Reuben Mead speaking a short while ago on local radio. Back to Keith Stonegraves in Plymouth. Keith, what's being done to protect the property of all those people who are being evacuated?
Well, the Governor Frank Savage, will be issuing a short time, any time now, the emergency order, which with this order, the police will be given special powers to protect the properties of the residents who will be moving out from the Plymouth and other areas out into the north of the island. So that emergency power would be coming into effect any time now, really.
And very quickly, Keith, if you could describe for us what actually took place with this morning's emission, what was it like?
Well, it was quite scary this morning. We had this heavy ash fall plume covering Plymouth. Just after 8 o'clock, it became very, very dark indeed. The traffic was held up, and visibility was nil. Very dark, heavy ash covering cars and covering houses and business places in the capital. A number of the business places had to be closed, including some of the banks, two of the commercial banks here on the island. One bank remained open just until mid-afternoon, but closed afterwards. But it was a very panicky situation as people were just about scurrying and trying to get inside to protect themselves from this very, very heavy ash fall that came about this morning.
Thank you, Keith Stonegraves, live on the line from Plymouth. For the second time in less than 4 months, cyanide-contaminated water has leaked into Guyana's Essequibo River from the Canadian-owned Omai gold mine in the north of the country. The leak occurred late on Saturday night, and it's estimated that around 40,000 cubic metres of the contaminated water spilt into the river. Norman McLean, human resources manager at the Omai gold mine, called the leakage a disaster.
Gravely concerned. I mean, and we've just put out a 18-point program which we've shared with the president, with the prime minister, on our whole plan for environmental safety. And to have this happen is a disaster. We've alerted all the residents between here and Butakari, and we're going on to Rockstone. And I've just issued instructions for water to be delivered to those communities, because what we're telling them is you can't use the water, so we're going to try to at least alleviate the problems which they will have in terms of water. And I've just instructed security to just rent a boat and go downriver to Butakari and every settlement you can and just deliver water to people.
Norman McLean of the Omai Gold Mine. The mine is majority owned by two Canadian companies, Gold Star Resources and Cambior, and is the largest foreign investment project in Guyana. And I'm joined on the phone now from Georgetown by Guyanese journalist Sharif Khan, who a short while ago spoke with the Prime Minister about the latest cyanide spill. Sharif, well, Omai spokesman described it as a disaster. What has Prime Minister Sam Hines had to say?
Well, Debbie, he hasn't used the word a major disaster yet. He says until it's determined, the full effects of this are determined, he'd prefer to call it a major problem. And he says the first effect, they're hoping that it will pass within the first 2 weeks, but the major danger will be the longer-term effects. And this, you know, these still have to be assessed.
And any signs yet of the spillage affecting river fish as it did the last time?